There's been a big discussion in popular religious literature about the new excitement towards Hasidus. In the past, we've discussed the previous year, Neo-Hasidus, a couple of years ago. Most of the points that have been made in these publications, we discussed in a year called Neo-Hasidus, Challenges and Opportunities. And B'siyata D'Shmaya today, I'd like to revisit a very basic question. Why Hasidus? What is it particularly in our door that has spirited, particularly young men and women from modern Orthodox backgrounds, towards the beauty of Hasidus that I was zocheh to experience, almost, we're going to read a Sfas Emes that makes reference, almost to, from one's mother's milk. What is it about our particular generation? And what is its yesod that not only inspires, but it's supposed to propel us future? What are we supposed to really internalize? B'siyata D'Shmaya, I'd like to talk about 2 points. Number one, we've alluded to this in the past, maybe we'll develop it for a couple minutes a little bit more. Hasidus, in its reawakening today, particularly in the more modern components of the Orthodox world, I think will forever be associated, and even for that matter throughout the religious spectrum, it will be traced to the usage and the mankind's reliance on the internet. And there are 2 components to that. One is no question about it, that when there's more tumma in the world, that when there are more challenges, both intellectual and instinctive, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also barasli the Yetzahara, barasli Teira Tavlin. Teira is an antidote. And the antidote of Hasidus is an emphasis that there's Kedusha in every Jew, and that there's something we could attach ourselves to, which, with a little bit of it, there's a tremendous amount of inspiration that could propel us. And it's reminiscent, L'Aniyas Daiti, to nothing less than Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the Gilui of Kabbalah, particularly when the Jews were on the run from the Romans. Torah was being destroyed, it was being murdered. Torah Shebaal Peh was in crisis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Seidus HaTorah through Rashbi into the world. We've discussed this before. That's one component. The component of bringing Kedusha, bringing a spark. In the past, we've contrasted the fire of Torah to the water of Torah, fire being the Sodos HaTorah, the water, the nurturing component, the Nigla of Torah. And then there's another component. And that's what we're going to see in the Sfas Emes today. The second parsha of Kriya Shema, in Parsha Seikah, V'hoyoim Shemoya Tishmu. Rashi, quoting Chazal, says, Shemoya B'yoshman Tishma B'chadosh. There is a mandate that Torah be one which is new, which we experience as fresh, an excitement, a passion. The Sfas Emes in Tafresh Nun Vav in Parshas Ekev goes on to describe, that's the pasuk of Kol Godol V'lo Yasif Lo Pasak, that the Torah is something that doesn't stop. Maimed Har Sinai is something that continues with us. Tiyo Be'enecha Kichadoshin, the Torah is supposed to be new and fresh, with an excitement, what we call in Yiddish a freshkeit. And Sfas Emes points out that that really is the essence of Torah Shebaal Peh. And those who have experienced through Amelus, through Shas, they'll experience that Bechina of Torah Shebaal Peh, writes the Sfas Emes, U'bekoyach ze hoitziach hachomim bekoyach al apoyel Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is really that idea. The Torah gives us a theme, Lo Sevash Ol Gedi Bechalev Imo. What exactly is Lo Sevash Ol Gedi Bechalev Imo? Not to cook a goat in its mother's milk today. What is that today? And Torah Shebaal Peh says, what is defined as cooking meat and milk together in different enzymes and so many different components where the Torah creates the ideal, but it's lo pasak, the Torah Shebalpeh, which is living and breathing with today's modern shailas, v'chulei, v'chulei. That is one component, says the Sfas Emes, of Im Shamoa Tishmu. But says the Sfas Emes, there's another component, kol godol v'lo pasak, is about our daily lives. Parshas Ekev begins, V'hoya Ekev Tishmun, the word Tishmun again is used. What did we say Im Shamoa Tishmun means? The first Shamoa is the what we heard at our Sinai, Tishmun. There's another Tishmun, and that is that we're supposed to be Kechadoshim. It's well known that the Medrash Darshins. What is Ekev? Mitzvahs kalosh adam dash be'ekev. Those are the small things that people don't think are important. Comes along Chassidus, and Chassidus says every single one of the mitzvahs, but even more than that, every single part of the human existence is kadosh. And in our generation, there are so many that are looking for meaning. And the tafkid of Chassidus is to point out that every single part of the human experience, the mitzvos, even the small mitzvos that at first glance don't have meaning. The mitzvah of Netilas Yedayim, when I was zochah to see the Amshin of a Rebbe, Zuchusa Yagin Aleinu, Rabbi Yitzchakol, my sandik, when I saw him doing Netilas Yedayim, I realized that's a mitzvah, it's dosh ba'akova, but there's so much kedusha that's involved. It's not necessarily something that I'm going to be able to follow, but to realize that there's, maybe not in its fullest, but a part of it, that there's something that's profound that's taking place. Zok disvas emes, kalois mitzvahs kal shadof prakovon, eino meva mitchila. Originally, initially, you don't understand. Eicha shebazem mitzvah. But the beauty of life is that if a person persists, there's so many more things about Torah that one appreciates as time goes on. Continues the Sfas Emes, Uba Emes, it's not only when we say Dosh Ba'Kavav, what people trance upon with their heel, it's not only talking about mitzvahs that they don't understand. Uba Emes, Kala Oilam Umloi, Molein Mitzvahs Ka'akolich Voidoi Bara. Every single part of our human existence is l'kavod Hashem. Every single part of our life is a mitzvah. And that's what Chassidus emphasizes. U'kisha oisik b'em kol yomav zeiche sheyizgal aloi mitzvahs b'chol eis u'b'chol makum b'chol davar. And if a person is zoche to try to put the light, particularly the light of the Torah's Hanistar, next to every part of their life, continues the Sfas Emes, Kemotziur Adam Hanishama Barosh. The Neshama, as the Balatanya describes, is in the Moach. Umeir Vinosen Eschaim Ado Ekev. And lights up from the Rosh all the way down to the heel. The Achilles heel of religious life is going through life and checking in. Chassidus wants to emphasize v'hayoyim shemaya tishmun kol godol shelo yafsik. It wants to emphasize that there's nothing that's a heel. Everything is part of the beautiful world of Kudsho Brichu. And what we're looking for when we have all of the world of our fingertips and the informational component of it is to be able to fill klipa, the klipa being a kli, a utensil to fill it with or. Or that starts, b'roish haneshama, that reaches ato ekef. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. However we do it, whether it's through the Torah of the Sfas Emes, Chusa Yagin Aleinu, the Babich Rebbe, emphasis on Zecher Tzadik Levracha, or the Torah's Hamusar, of Rabbeinu Yoina as we get towards Elul, Teres HaMusar of Rab Chaim Shmuel Levitz, it's all one, HaKol Miroya Echad. But the desire is sincere, the desire is to bring Meharosh Ado Ekev for the Kol Godol Lo Yafsik.
Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to share that with the Talmidim. Talmidim should be able to share that with us. And with that, Sfas Emes concludes Taf Reish Nun Vav. Kach Sha Torah Nikra Shveishis Uba Nivra Kol Ha'olam. The Torah, that neshama that starts with the Moach, the Torah that is the source of everything that created the world, is Bereishis Bishvil Torah Nikra Shveishis. Ubazen Nivra Kol Ha'olam Tzrichim Bnei Yisrael Harchiv Arat Torah. The light of Torah needs to be expanded ad ha'ekev until one's heel. Va'oz yegula shleima b'meirav yameinu. Geula comes when there is a hispashtus ha'or in every part of our existence, our working life, our marital life, our lives with our families, when we go on vacation, when we're being amel in yeshiva, when things are up, and when things are down. Meharosh ad ha'ekev. My bizaycha to see the Or HaTorah Adaik.